As I have had the opportunity to visit with the peanut growers across Alabama over the past few years, I find that many farmers are in a position much like I see on my father's farm. They are predominantly dry land, and thus they rely primarily on a peanut and cotton rotation. That leaves these growers in a vulnerable position year in and year out. As I've talked with these growers, I hear a common message from all of them. That message is, the peanut program is what has kept me in business. One of the main points I would like to make today is that we do not have an oversupply of peanuts in the pipeline. There's actually talk within the industry that there may not be enough peanuts to satisfy the demand of some shellers until the 2017 peanut crop is harvested this fall. With this short supply, we also continue to see the demand for our crop grow rapidly. Based on USDA data, per capita peanut consumption has grown from 6.4 pounds in 2012 to 7.4 pounds in 2016. In addition to the increase in consumption, we also continue to see an increase in exports of both peanuts as well as peanut butter. So demand is up both domestically and globally. We've been able to meet this increased demand because of the certainty we get from the peanut program. This again reinforces the value of the peanut program. This increase is also one reason this program, while providing stability to farmers, is not projected to cost taxpayers as we go into the 2017 crop. As demand grows, remember, pressure on peanut farmers to expand grows as well. We can only meet the long-term need with the planting and loans that our farmers are able to secure, in part because of the peanut program. I'm certain you all understand how the program works to support farmers during economic downturns, and I'm fairly certain you understand how the program sets a price floor and does not cost the government when demand is high. Hopefully my comments today help you understand the value the program delivers to meet the growing demand while continuing to keep our farmers in business.